Oh, there it goes again, starting over. How's it going? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey, I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys. Nothing is off limits here.
There you go. So yeah, it's been 9 days. Good feedback so far from the podcast, from what I've seen. As far as people reaching out that didn't know we were going to make one, people reaching out that wanted to kind of learn a little more, people reaching out to be guests. It has been a good, steady business, like busy, week or 9 days, I should say.
Oh yeah, man.
Have you heard anything on your end?
No, bro. Honestly, yeah. Like, some of my buddies are like, "Hey, man, like, let me know. Send me the link, and all this and that." So we're building a really good community right now. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, it should be good. It should be good. So, anything exciting this past cycle? I know it's, you know, since last time that we uploaded, it was a kind of, I mean, we kind of just gave an introduction, didn't really talk too much about the cycle that just passed, but. Anything on your end happen? Anything interesting? I know you're at Central, so it's a little boring, but anything?
Yeah, well, like for me, I'm at Central. There's not really like anything over there. I mean, majority of the time, we're always going to be what? Second due, third due?
Fifth due.
Gotcha, bro. For real, though. But I mean, other than that, like on my end, I mean, just nothing but staying busy and staying out the way. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's all you really can do at Central is just kind of stay out of sight, out of mind.
Yes,
disappear when you can, for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What about you?
Well, I jumped around stations. I don't remember where I was at the first day. Where the hell was I the first day?
You were at 3, no?
Was I?
I think so. I have no idea.
I remember being at 3 my middle day.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, it was your middle day, actually. Yeah.
Where the hell was I my first day? I think I was at 2.
No, probably. Weren't you at 4? I think you were at 4, bro.
No, I wasn't at 4.
No?
Or maybe. Dude, moving around so much throws me off so bad.
Bro, I hate it. Like, even, like, the little stuff, like, it's not even as much as, like, you guys, because you guys are, like, you guys have already been, like, promoted and stuff, or, like, you guys are going through your promotional. But, like, for me, when they tell me, like, oh, you need to go to station 3, for me to take all my shit and go over there and then clock out.
Oh, I don't even drop it off, bro.
No,
it's just in my truck the entire time.
Yeah, you see, so like that's what I started doing, just like leaving it there in my truck. But like, fuck that shit sucks. Dude, I'm fucking going the expressway, bro. My fucking Nomex is gonna go fucking flying, like, you know. Hell nah.
Yeah, no, it's oh, you know what, I was at Central, bro, the first day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember.
Remember Bass called in and they sent us Josh?
Oh, yeah. Yes. All right, so, you're right.
Well, speaking of which, shout out Bass, fucking lying ass fuck. I told him I was going to be there in 5 minutes to tell the lieutenant that was going off shift to that I'd be there, that he could clear or whatever. And he's like, oh, 10-4 will do. Come to find out, he calls in. Fucking guy.
Speaking of Bass, man, happy birthday, bro. I know your birthday passed and stuff, but we celebrated it there at the station. But happy birthday. Hopefully,
what'd y'all do? What'd y'all celebrate?
So, dude, speaking of that, bro, we got into some bullshit, right? Okay. So, we were supposed to get him a cake, and it was supposed to be a surprise. So, LT had some issues.
How are you going to surprise the guy that drives you to the place?
Exactly my point. That's what I mentioned to the other firefighter. I was like, hey man, like, how the fuck is this a surprise, right? Whatever. So bro, LT had like some stuff and he needed to take off. Well, he had mentioned saying like, hey, let Basan know that he needs to go pick up the cake and we'll cash app him. No one told me shit, right? No one fucking told me shit. So I get a text message like maybe like an hour or two, and Mike says like, hey, did you go get the cake? And I was like, oh shit, like I wasn't told anything. So I texted him like, oh, no one told me anything. And then the other firefighter was like, I did tell you. And it's like, bro, no the fuck you didn't. So it was kind of scary, bro, because we went to that pizzeria place. Okay. The guys, they wanted some like slices of pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's right next to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
So that's what the other firefighter did. He went to go order the pizza and we were all there inside. I'm there trying to like distract Beaz, but Beaz is facing outside.
And you should have sat him on the other side.
Bro. I know. And you then Robert, think
about stuff like that.
The other firefighter, bro, goes to Dairy Queen and he's walking back to the truck to go put it away. Well, dude, Beaz sees like, dude, there's someone by the truck. And he had asked me, oh, where did Robert go? And I was like, oh, I think he's in the restroom, you know? And I was like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have said that. Like, you know what I mean? Beaz is like, and he gets up, bro. He gets up. He's like, dude, there's someone by the truck. And I was like, nah, dude, I don't see it. And sure enough, bro, it was the other firefighter. And I was like, thank God he literally put it away, bro. I was scared of that. Yeah, bro, but we had some bullshit over that. But shout out Beaz. Hopefully your weekend's going good, man.
I mean, hopefully all is good, bees. But other than that, going back to what we were saying, yeah, going to like the different stations. I was at Central day one, I was at station 3 day 2, and then I was at 2 our last day.
Oh yeah, finishing it off at your home course, bro.
Yeah, 132. And don't get me wrong, it's cool, right? I like going over there, and obviously the acting pays good and everything like that, but God, does it suck to have to take everything with you.
I know, bro.
I hate doing multiple trips just to put shit away.
Yes, bro. Yes.
So, but nonetheless, it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. Good thing is, or semi-good thing is, Ray is out all next cycle, so I will be at 2. And I'll be chilling. I'm gonna leave all my stuff there finally for the first time. My truck's gonna finally be a little, and that's not gonna be clean, but it'll be it won't have all my gear and shit. So
yeah, should be good. I think our driver is out next cycle too. I know he's there for one day, which is Monday. And then
yeah, this one I think we're short one or two lieutenants this next cycle. Oh, they're going to Frisco for a training.
Oh yeah, that's where Ray's going then, huh?
Yeah, Ray's going, and I think there's another one going. I don't know for sure. But yeah, so I'll be at 2, back at the home station.
Yep.
Other than that, no exciting calls or anything really this past week. We kind of had not to say that I want a busy week, but we kind of had a slow week. There wasn't really much going on. Mm-hmm. A few fires, few little things like that, but. I mean, car fires and all that stuff isn't like major.
No, yeah, nothing too crazy. Oh, actually, bro, we had a possum. So
it got that's toned right. Out. You had that at the same time we had the two car fires. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So when we get technically. So on the second call, when we get for that still alarm for that vehicle fire, we were ready. We're like, oh my God, this is it. Me and the other firefighter in the back is like, holy shit, bro, finally. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we need to do some fucking work. Bro, we get there, no smoke showing, right? And there's nothing. The hood of the car was already lifted up. Yeah, it was already popped open and stuff like that. Dude, tell me why there was like a huge nest, bro. Like, nest. And it's just nothing but like hay, like plastic bags.
Had the owner not drive the car in a while or what?
No, dude. So like, this is the funny part, bro. So like the owner was driving the car all day, like that day, like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like they went to work, they went to go do all this and that. They had errands to do. But even before then, like that person would be using the vehicle like it was a daily drive, like driven vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, bro, so the driver, Beaz, he was like looking. He's like, I think it's still in there. I'm like, nah, there's no fucking way it's in there. Like, they just got here. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, bro, fucking Beaz is there with the flashlight. And he's like, oh, shit, it's right there. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude, it's a big ass possum. Dude, the thing is that with those, with that type of vehicle, it was a Ford Bronco, like Sport or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, dude, like they have a huge, like, void space like in the bottom, like just beneath like the engine bay, like huge, bro. And yeah, dude, like we saw it, we were there hitting it, we're trying to fish it out with the big easy and all that, bro. He was not coming out.
It's a big motherfucker,
dude. It was big, bro. Like that motherfucker was living in there, bro, for like a good couple months, bro. Facts. Well, dude, God, like the owner would be feeding like stray cats, like right next to like her vehicle. Like, you know
what
I
mean? Oh, so it was just picking up the food and going to jail, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was just there grabbing some dinner and then taking it back to the crib, you know?
It's fucking real quick, bro.
For real, dude. Well, anyways, bro, I'm there like hitting it underneath, bro. Like, got your bad. And then, bro, it fucking pops out, bro. I got scared because I thought the motherfucker was going to come towards me, bro. And I'm there like underneath the car hitting the fuck out of it. And dude, I saw it jump out. I was like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, this is it. Like, I'm done. Nah, bro. The motherfucker took off running, dude. But that was a pretty interesting call, man. Like, I didn't think that fucking possum was going to be in that the fucking car still, like, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're chilling.
And I wasn't paying too much attention to the radio traffic because we were doing our thing, but it was just fucking like, once I heard Mike say that it was a possum, I was like, bro, there's no way, dog.
Straight up, bro.
That's fucking wild.
But how was y'all's the two vehicle?
It was all right, man. It was, well, for one, shout out Evan, almost getting second due to his own district. You know what I mean? but we got there, and honestly, they said it was close to structures, bro. But the closest structure was probably like 20 feet away, maybe 25 feet away.
Oh shit!
And it was just the engine compartments, and they were starting to go into the dash, but nothing too crazy. Robert deployed the line and pretty much knocked it out pretty quick. Josh and Isaac just backed them up.
Robert,
nothing too crazy, bro. It was just chill.
Yeah, man, hell yeah. And those vehicles, they were like a little bit older, or
No, so I don't have to be honest with you, bro. I didn't pay attention to what kind of vehicles they were. Mm-hmm. They were jump starting it, or they were charging it, or some shit. They had the fucking
those cables,
the jumper cables connected to each other. And they heard like a pop, and then it just started, bro. I was like, shit.
Dude, that's what happened. That's what happened to Rescue One, bro. Like, we took it out, bro. Like, we're there doing our daily checks, and we were going to back it in. And I'm there, like, in truck one, like, ready to back it in and stuff. Mm-hmm. I literally just turned it on, and then I heard a loud pop, bro. Like, a huge pop, and I was like, oh, my God, I just fucked up this truck. No, dude, it was Rescue One. Like, the battery, like, literally popped.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. And that was, like, maybe a month ago, month and a half ago.
Damn. Oh, that's why it was out of service for a while.
Yeah.
Man, now they, that was pretty much it, man. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was a simple car fire. It wasn't too crazy. It didn't catch any tree branches on fire. It didn't catch any grass. It was literally just the vehicles. That's all it was. Quick little knockdown for Robert, and that was it.
Damn.
Just overhaul, that's it.
To Robert, bro.
Finally getting to play a little bit. And John, obviously upset. He's in the tanker roving, but, you know, it is what it is. We got to make sure we hold him back, bro. We don't let him be great. Can't give him that confidence boost,
yeah,
bro.
We can't.
Other than that, though, I mean, aside from the cycle and the calls and everything like that, I know one of the things that I kind of got asked from some followers on Instagram and stuff like that was kind of discussing a little bit about the challenges and rewards of working long shifts and how we can manage our personal and our work life. Mm-hmm. Me personally, 24-hour shifts doesn't really feel that long, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you're with a whole bunch of dudes that you're just fucking around all day. Yep. Literally, that's all it is. When I'm at station two, the shift flies by so quick. By the time I know it, it's lunchtime. By the time I know it, it's dinner time. By the time I know it, it's Mimi's time. You go to sleep and you wake up and you're done.
Yep.
It's quick. To me, I don't think it's that big of a, I guess, that long of a shift. But obviously, I mean, the main challenge obviously is being away from, obviously for me at least, being away from Amy and Kion, right? So I'm pretty sure it's like that with everybody that has family and kids and stuff like that. So, but aside from that, what do you think is a challenge or reward from working the long shifts and managing it with the personal and work life?
I mean, like, the rewards, I mean, it's just kind of more of like, I mean, you're helping the community, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, the calls that you get and you can go make a difference. Any little mm-hmm. thing makes a difference. So, like, that's a huge plus. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, like, the way you said, like, we have a bunch of guys there at one station, you know? Like, if mm-hmm. one, like, there's no, yeah, like there's times where people want like their privacy and stuff like that, but I mean, you guys gotta like learn how to like adapt with each other. And then even then, like if you were to like fuck up on something or whatever, those are the guys that are gonna be like right there behind your back. Like they're always gonna be backing you up. I mean, it's honestly like a beautiful like brotherhood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But one of the other things is, I mean, missing family time, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that kind of sucks about like the service. But even then, man, like working 24-hour shifts, it flies by, especially like me. I'm on probation, I'm there at Central, so it's kind of like you got to be doing some shit. Mm-hmm. But I mean
even then I kind of feel like your first year's kind of flying by. What are you at right now,
dude? It is flying by. I think I'm at 5 months or six.
Five months, dude. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're flying by it, man. It's I mean, shit, I just hit 8 years, bro.
Dude, I know.
And last then month, bro.
Yeah, Beaz like, was telling me that too. Like, he just hit it.
This fucking time flew, bro.
So little stuff like that, dude. Like, I think that's fucking badass, you know?
Yeah, I think one of the big rewards for working the shift life is obviously, I mean, and it's one of the reasons we named it the way we named the podcast, right? Is the 4-day breaks. You cannot beat the fact that I could be off 4 days in a row on my regular schedule every week.
Yes, sir. And then requesting 1 day like off, and you have 6 days, bro. Yeah. Like you cannot argue with that, dude. Like
the only way that I could see it being a legitimate argument is I'm kind of all for the 48-96 schedule.
You know what, bro? I have zero problem with that. I've never personally worked with that.
Me neither. But I've heard good things, and I know Larry sent over some information on it to me. Mm-hmm. And all I can see is a bigger benefit for us to work the 48-96. Like, hey, you know what? You're away from family for 2 days straight, but you go back for 4 days, bro. Like, immediately right after.
Yep.
There's no, you know, 5-day work week with an off day in between, and you have 3 shift days, you're down 72 hours, and then you get a 4-day break. Kind of, I mean, I'm for the 48-96. I know there's obviously a few older guys and stuff like that in the department that wouldn't be for it, but I think a lot of the younger guys are kind of, yeah, you know what, we're all for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, bro. I agree with that, dude. I mean,
yeah, 4-day breaks are amazing. That's one of the main reasons I don't want to go over to, you know, admin or prevention or anything like that, is switching over to that fucking 8 to 5 or 9 to whatever the hell they work now.
Yeah, bro, for real.
I don't know, man. That's a
and that's because like I heard that they do get like a 4-day
break. 3-day breaks, I think.
Oh, 3-day breaks. You see,
like, yeah, and then they every month they get 1 4-day break or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know the entire schedule, but I'll ask for it, see if I can get a decent little rundown of it. I'm pretty sure some people will ask how that works.
Yeah,
I know every department's different too, so we'll see how it works in ours and kind of see what other people got going on. But yeah, aside from that, I think those are pretty much the main rewards and challenges and benefits of the shift life. I mean, I personally enjoy it. I like coming home, being off for an entire day, not having to worry about doing a single thing, right? But the 4-day breaks are definitely great.
Oh, dude. Oh my god, I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. This week was so long for some reason. Like, I don't know. I just moving to different stations and doing all that shit kind of just made it drag a little bit. But, yeah, I love 4-day breaks.
No, yeah, bro. And then we have a long week coming up, bro. So,
yeah,
that one's going to be, oh, dude, I'm already dreading that. I mean, I love my job. I love working and stuff like that. But it's awesome when you can have, like, a weekend, like, on shift. Like, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays kind of suck.
Yeah, for real.
But the good thing is it's a 5-day check, so we're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You deal with it for a little bit.
Yep.
It sucks when you're at Central, but when you're at another station, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, the next thing that we had lined up was talking about training.
Yeah.
Anything new training-wise that you learned this past week?
Yeah, dude. Actually, we set up, I think at the time we were using... we were using rescue. We were on rescue, but we decided to take truck one to the drill field. And we were going over like truck placement and stuff like that. Yeah. And our lieutenant was like, all right, you guys got it. Let me give you guys a scenario. So he just gave us a bunch of like random scenarios. And there at the tower, like, you know, I mean, it's 3 floors. So he would tell us like, hey, there's someone on the second store, on the second floor, on the north side of the building. So you would have to do truck placement and stuff like that. And one of the biggest things that I learned, especially, was that by parking it in reverse, you, it's a lot quicker and a lot less like length of the ladder for you to deploy. If that makes sense, instead of you coming in straight in and it's just rear extending. Mount. Yeah, so that's what I learned, and I felt like that was like a huge help. I've never was I was never taught that or anything like that, so that really helped me out. And yeah, they just gave us a bunch of scenarios. We were there all day, just messing with the ladder. So as for at least our shift there at Central, I mean, we're really comfortable with the ladder now.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Nothing on my end as far as crazy stuff. Obviously, we have that new ESO program going through where we're doing all the training on there and stuff like that. So it wasn't necessarily so much of learning it because I kind of put it all together, but it was learning the changes that they made, right? Because I was out last cycle dealing with all of Kion stuff. So coming back in, and then I missed the trainings from last week, but this week I was able to kind of talk to Chief and kind of see what was changed. There's a few things they moved around, but other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it on my end. Nothing too crazy.
And then actually, yes, or 2 days ago, we had the Diamondback training and stuff like that. More of just like your hours to keep up with your TCFP.
Yeah, which actually I need to get started on because I have the instructor, the wildland, the regular.
Yeah, dude, they have a bunch of stuff, bro. Just to maintain like all those hours and stuff. Even like EMT, which is honestly insane. It's a big help too. And then
it definitely avoids the whole waiting last minute or trying to figure shit out at the end of the year.
Yeah, and then we went to FAR on shift to go to a mass shooting that happened there at the Allen, Texas outlet.
Okay.
The outlet mall.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just personal experiences from what they felt they should have done.
Oh, that's why y'all were gone. I was wondering.
Yeah, we were over there, man. And it was really good. It was a good training. It was more of just kind of like lecture and just kind of showing us what they did, what they could have done better and stuff like that. And it ranged from police, fire, to even like dispatchers. So there was a bunch of like dispatchers from like our city and a variety of cities that came down, and they were there like learning from the class. It was a really good class.
That's really good. Up.
Yeah.
On that note, obviously we do have fire school coming up.
Yeah.
In the next like month, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sign up to take anything?
Oh yeah. I sent my application for heavy rescue. A lot of people were saying like, nah, I don't think you're going to get it. It's more for senior guys. And I was like, hey man.
Yeah. You never know.
I'm a shooter, bro. Mm-hmm. You throw me that rock, I'm going to fucking shoot it, bro. From the three.
You might not make it.
Yeah.
But the shot was intended.
Yeah, the shot was intended, bro. Come on now. So I shot my shot on that, and then I shot my shot on what's it called, on trench.
Okay.
So
yeah, I only submitted for the leadership one.
Oh, okay.
But that was pretty much it.
Badass, bro.
But we'll see how that goes, and then obviously in April I'm going to Austin with ESO, so we'll see how all that shit goes.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
Honestly, I have no idea. They're sending me to do some training and with Eagle 3 over there, so we'll see what comes out of it. It's an annual training thing that they do with ESO. So I'll be honest, I have no idea what the hell it's all going to be, but you know, we'll make it work.
Badass, man, badass.
Let's see, what else do we got here? Let's look at health and wellness.
Yeah.
I know that I just started eating a little healthy this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just started drinking zero sugar drinks, trying to cut a little back on the coats, because as many of the people listening know, and some that don't know, I drink a lot of coats. A lot. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm exaggerating, but I do drink a lot.
Yeah.
I could go through about 2 liters by lunchtime.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then that's not including the rest of the day. Like I could drink a lot of fucking Coke, but I'm trying to cut back a little bit. Obviously, you know, no health scares or anything like that came out of it, thank God, right? But it's more of just, you know what, I kind of figured I'm looking to go into this new position hopefully this year, and if I'm going to, I need to kind of be in a little more better shape. Mm-hmm. So yeah, start that process out. And yeah, eating healthy now that Amy's cooking every day. So now I get to take food from home, not eating out as much.
I know, bro. I noticed that, man. When you worked with us that one day, and I remember because you had asked me like, oh, like, do you have like food or like, do you have lunch? And I was like, oh, badass. Like, this guy doesn't have lunch. Because Bea's always usually like, he's the one that asks me, like, you know, but that motherfucker runs, bro. Like, he can eat whatever the fuck he wants and he'll run like 10 miles, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but, no, yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. Can you tell a difference between Coke Zero and Coke?
Yes.
You see, I can't, bro.
Anybody that says they can't, bro, is on the spectrum, 100%. You can definitely taste the difference. The thing is it's not like the flavor profile is there. You can just taste that it's not as, like, I wouldn't say fulfilling, right? Because it's not necessarily that, but you could tell it's not the same, I could drink a Coke, right?
Yeah.
And then as soon as I'm done, I'll hit the, like, it's that nice taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Compared to like a Coke Zero, you could taste the difference, right? But I'll be honest, I'm drinking this Big Red Zero Sugar and the Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. That's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. I could taste the difference, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, for those of you that are going to say, oh, just switch over to water, let me tell you one thing. Right, water, aside from the fire service, is the most useless thing to drink. Okay, I hate it. I hate the taste. I just hate drinking water just in general, just by itself. Don't get me wrong, after the structure and shit like that, I'm all for it, right? I'm a little dehydrated, but obviously doesn't help that I drink like a lot of Coke, but I'm not really too big on water. I'm not a big fan of it. Itself, drinking it consistently, I'm not a fan of it.
And you see, like, shout out to my lieutenant, bro. He put me on this drink, bro, and I cannot fucking stop drinking it. It's the Coke Zero Cherry, bro.
Oh, yeah.
My God, bro. That shit's fucking deadly, bro. Yeah. Holy shit.
And the thing is, the zero sugar isn't too bad, but that's what I'm trying to... I haven't had a regular Coke in like a week.
Yeah, you see, bro? That's so fucking badass.
I'm switching over to the zero sugar. I'll start with that, then I'll switch over to drinking maybe some what's that shit called? I've had it before, bro. My chick gets it all the time. It's like those sparkling waters that have a little taste to it.
Oh, like a
I can't remember the name of it, bro. It's like something
Topo Chico or what?
No. It's like a I don't know what it is.
It's a new soda, right? It's like a new soda, like,
yeah, can. it's like a kind of flavored water, but it has like the fizz and all that. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. I'll switch over to that, and then I'll try to move over to maybe some water packets, and then the end goal is obviously to go down to water. But yeah. I can't do it all in just one, you know, from one day to the next, because I'll go through withdrawals, I'll be shaking and shit.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go through all that. So I'll start little by little, reward myself. You know what I mean? I'll go down from as many Cokes as I drink to incorporating water and maybe just drink a Coke for a meal or something. So we'll see. I sound like a fucking drug addict, but that's really how it be, bro.
But it's the same thing like for me too, bro. Like, I'm starting to like chill out with the eating, bro. And a lot of people, bro, I remember doing like my orientation, like doing like all those, like the little firefighter class that you guys gave us and stuff like that. Everyone would always say, oh, during your probie year, you guys, it's the probie 10 or probie 20. I forgot what the fuck they were saying, but they were like, oh, like usually probies, they gain like 10 to 15 pounds. Right. And I was like, fuck no, bro. Not me. Well, bro, sure enough, bro, I started gaining like a little bit of weight thanks to Bayas. Well, dude, that guy can eat, bro. And I always tell him, like, bro, you can eat. And he's like, oh, but I get hungry. And it's like, nah, dude, it's because you fucking work out, dude, like crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember when y'all went to fucking Schlotsky's and got the two fucking flatbread pizzas and killed both of them in one sitting. I'm like, all right, bro, y'all need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, bro, I ate
and
that.
And both of y'all said, oh, I'm going to get one for lunch and one for dinner.
Dude, dead ass, bro.
Bro, the one dead of them was the appetizer and the other one was the meal for lunch, bro.
Literally, bro. Literally. And then one of the biggest things, bro, that I'm trying to like quit is the fucking Zins, bro. As much as I love them and stuff like that, dude, I was a fucking addict. And I feel like I still am, bro. So like now yeah, I'm now cutting it down to three.
Yeah, you haven't. I haven't really seen you with any zins.
I've been trying, bro. I'm trying. It's, you know. And then I see the guys, they pull it out at work. It's like, fuck, dude, that shit looks good. I could taste it, bro. It makes my fucking mouth water. Like, you know what I mean? Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it's definitely hard to quit old habits. I'll say that.
Dude, for real, man. For real.
Definitely challenging. But yeah, so on the health and wellness side, that's pretty much what I'm trying to do. I'll start incorporating some working out and stuff like that. I know Ray, John, and Robert are starting to do shit, but it just sucks. I'm fucking rarely never there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what goes on with that. Mm-hmm. On that note, did you hear about the dog in Altadena, something like that in California got rescued? There's a dog named Max.
Max. It's
kind of all over the, at least all over my socials where it's a dog with a firefighter. The firefighter was using a forestry line or red line or something like that, hitting some houses that were on fire, and the dog was just chilling, bro.
Really?
Yeah, bro. It's in it's the Eaton fire. It's out there in Cali, the one that's going on. But they saved that dog. The firefighter that saved him stayed with him until I don't know if it's an agency or whatever it is. Somebody came, picked him up, took him to some facility, gave him water, food, and all that stuff, and then got reunited with the family and all that. So, it's a good story, man.
Yeah, that's fucking badass.
Yeah, I was in Altadena, California. Let me see if I can pull it up really quick. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, man. It was a nice little. To me, it looks like a little boxer, but I don't know. It's a brindle coated Corso mix. That it was.
Oh, really?
yeah. It's a big motherfucker. But yeah, there's pictures and videos of the dog surrounded by fire with the firefighters and shit.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. And,
yeah, I see it.
And it's been it's good. It just happened a few days ago. So,
bro, good thing. I'm a big
dog lover. Obviously, as you can tell, I have a little Frenchie. So I know you have some dogs too. So it's one of those that, you know, whenever you got some dogs involved, you're like, hey, slow the fuck down. That's why everybody fell in love with the John Wick series for that reason too, right? So
yeah, dude, yeah.
but yeah, that's going on. Obviously, the fires in Cali are still going off. I know that the Valley sent a few firefighters from far, I believe, through TIFMIS.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to them. And I don't think they're fully contained yet. I think they're probably at like around 50% contained in Cali right now.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's all hands on deck over there, bro. Like literally, yeah. I don't know if you heard, but I mean, almost 900 incarcerated like firefighters have been deployed, bro.
Yeah.
I think
that's almost every fire though.
Really?
Yeah, I think like any major fires, they have a whole, like they have that whole program for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to know how that shit works, bro. Like, do they have labels on them? Or like saying?
Yeah, they wear like a different what do you call it? I guess uniform. And it says like inmate firefighter or something like that. There's a show on it too. Now that I just remembered, bro, there's a show on it.
What's the show called?
Fuck, I don't know, bro. I just know it's the actor from SEAL Team because I was watching it. He left the show to go do that.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. Inmate Firefighter TV show. Fire Country is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they wear a thing that says, I think it says like inmate or something like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, like I'd be on the next fucking boat to like Cuba or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
Nah, they keep track of them, bro. They have them with like they had like their main, the boss or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not an inmate. He's an actual Cal Fire person, and they kind of go through that whole process.
Holy shit.
But these are all vetted though. They're not like everybody. Like you have to be approved to be in it. It decreases your time and stuff like that. It's like good behavior type shit.
Yeah, I was reading on some guy that he was there. He served 18 years in prison, bro. Like 18, and then like the last two, he was a municipal firefighter, and so he would go around like doing like for like calls like that, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
which is just insane, bro. I mean, 18 years in prison, bro. So yeah. That's a fucking long time, son.
Yeah, I mean, you were what, You're 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. It's 6 year difference, bro.
I know, dude. What the fuck?
But yeah, I think I'm looking at it right now on Cal Fire, the Eaton Fire, which is where the dog was.
Yeah, yeah.
65% contained, 14,000 acres.
Holy shit.
Started on January 7th. It's been 10 days. The Palisades Fire, which is the big one, the main one, started on the same day, 31% contained, shit. And it's 23,000 acres as of now. So, yeah, shit is cooking in Cali.
Yeah, everything's fucking cooking over there, bro.
Yeah, and it's right, I want to say it's on like the north side of LA too, so.
That's what I'm trying to find the map.
Yeah, it's like on the northwest side of LA and all that stuff, so it is not the best area to kind of have it all in, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah, bro. And imagine, like, the topography that they have to be going through, bro. Fuck.
Oh, I know, bro. When I was in San Diego, all the highways and everything like that just had nothing but fucking, like, dips and lifts and shit. It was ridiculous, but it is what it is. But hopefully they get everything situated and they're able to put the fires out pretty quickly. I know that it used to be fire seasons in California, and now it's, like, just a year. You know what I mean? It's just a year-round fire, but hopefully... Hopefully nothing too serious pops off. Aside from that, though.
Bro, wait. Back to that. I don't know who I heard this from, bro, but like some like famous like really like famous like celebrities and stuff like that. Bro, they hire like their own fucking.
I saw that. Yes, I don't know how true it is, but they're hiring their own private. I think I saw one, bro. It was. What was the number that I saw, bro? I was looking for it, bro. I was going to apply for that shit.
Dude.
Take some leave of absence from work, and I'll be back in a few months, bro.
Yeah, bro. Straight. Like, I wonder if they paid for, like, a truck or, like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
is it just personal? I have no idea, bro. Let me see. Let me see. That
is crazy.
Let me see if I can find it, bro.
Yeah, let me see.
I remember when I saw that, dude, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, bro, I was about to fucking apply real quick, bro.
Real fucking developer. Let's see. Me personally, bro, I would be all for it.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Let me get some pay aside from the city pay.
Yep.
And, yeah, let's see. I don't see anything on it. Like, I see like reports of like insurance companies and stuff like that, but I don't see.
Yeah, that's literally all I'm seeing too.
Well, I see one here, a contracted rate for private firefighters to visit a home and take preventative measures as a fire approaches can run about $1,000.
Shit.
$1,000. And then if you got like a big ass neighborhood, bro.
Dude, for real, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I don't know how true it is. I don't know how that'll work, but I mean, it is what it is, right? It's in Cali. Oh, yeah. It's whatever they got. I mean, they got the money to do it. I mean,
they got everything over there, bro.
Yeah. But yeah. Anything else going on in the world of Basan?
I mean, honestly, bro, nothing too much, man. Nothing too much. It's kind of.
I haven't seen you on the gaming side for a while. Dude. I know I'm still out here doing some 5M RP, so it's always a good time. Rivals is fun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're these guys, I know, like all them, Pig and Chody and all them, they're all going crazy on Marvel Rivals. They play that shit like every day.
Bro, and that's because, dude, like the amount of like metas that they have now, it's fucking ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
100%. 100%. It's a good game, though. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
on that random kind of, you know, obviously we take these conversations as where they go. Any games coming out in 2025 that you're looking forward to?
You know what, bro? I haven't been keeping up with that, but I know like one game that I feel like would be like pretty fucking good Dude, I actually, aside from that, let me tell you, I started fucking playing TFT, bro. Oh my god.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Let me guess, you started playing as a bass.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, that fake motherfucker never plays with me and John, bro.
Dude, we had like a meeting, right? Like a union meeting or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was fucking playing with some other guy. And I was like, what the fuck are they playing, bro?
With
and I had asked him. I think so. And I had asked him. He was like, oh, bro, I'm playing TFT. I was like, damn. Like, that's, I've heard that name before, bro. So I started looking it up. Yeah, dude, literally is.
Yeah, I play lead all the time, but I also play TFT whenever, like, me and John just played it yesterday, the day before yesterday at work.
Yeah.
I play it. It's a fucking badass game.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, bro, how you have to, like, combine, like, different stuff to make it, like, level up or some shit like that, bro.
Yeah, it's all basic. It's, I don't know how to explain it fully, but.
So you got to do that shit, like, in League too, or no?
Yes and no, to an extent. It's not like as detailed where you're like in that part, you're only doing that. You have like combos and shit like that you have to do based off the keybinds and all that shit in game.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but it's badass, man. You should definitely give it a try. It's good. It's good. On that though, obviously one of the big games I'm looking forward to is GTA 6.
Oh, dude, of course.
You cannot go wrong with it.
No, you can't.
It's about time as well. Assassin's Creed, the new one, Shadows, that's like Japanese inspired, looks good.
Holy shit. Even though I didn't even know.
Yeah, they just delayed the release.
To when? Like next year or what?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out, I think, like this month, and they delayed it a few months or some shit like that. I don't know what it was. Yeah, Domino's even trolled them that if they needed help with the release date or some shit like that. That's coming out. What else is coming out this year? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think those are like the two main games I look forward to this year.
There's like the new Sniper Elite.
Yeah. There's a ton of games, bro, that are coming out this year. Just kind of the timing of it is, I don't know when. I've heard Ark 2 is coming out. I don't know if you ever played Ark 1.
Oh, dude, I was a nerd at that, bro.
Yeah, so I heard Ark 2 is coming out. I haven't seen anything for it, but that's something that's out on like the Reddit forums and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have the regular stuff that comes out every year, the Maddens, the 2Ks, the Call of Duties, and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not looking too much into those, man. I stopped playing Call of Duty. It's too boring. It's pay to play now.
Yeah.
It's not as fun anymore, so I'm not too into it.
No, yeah,
everything else is good, though. I'm all for everything else, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on the gaming world, that's pretty much all I can know of. GTA 6 is really the only one I'm looking forward to.
And they haven't said anything, right? Is it going to come out this year or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or they already
I think they have a release date already. Or they said it was coming out this year. Yeah, it says revealed in December 2023, scheduled to be released in late 2025.
Holy
From
shit.
What I heard though too, is it's coming out for PS5 and Xbox first, and then PC.
And some Neta. Bullshit.
Some bullshit, bro.
It's because they're modders, bro. It's them fucking modders, bro.
Bro, let me be great, bro. Like, just let me do it. I don't know why they want to fuck with me, bro.
Dude,
let me put 5M on.
I was about to say, bro, they're going to fucking be doing some stuff like that.
Oh, hell yeah, 100%. There's no way around it, bro. They have to. Yeah,
literally, bro.
But, well, I mean, even then, Rockstar owns 5M, so it kind of helps out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, bro. Fall 2025, bro.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out this year. So hopefully it comes out and it doesn't get delayed. I mean, I don't know if you remember. Were you listening when it leaked?
Yeah.
So, you know, like where someone found the video and leaked it, or the YouTube link and leaked it, and then... Excuse me. And then GTA just said, I guess since people can't wait, and they released the trailer that same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think they sued that dude too.
Holy shit. Yeah, bro. Them fucking data miners, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's all they fucking doing. Crazy, bro.
They're doing some dumb shit, bro.
But yeah, in the gaming world, that's pretty much it. What else? Oh, shit, bro. The fucking biggest upset I could have ever had, bro. The UT game, bro. We got fucking sold by fucking coaching staff by keeping fucking Ewers in, bro. They gotta let that dude go, bench his ass, and put the fucking new goat in, bro. The new baby goat. Let him shine, bro.
Yeah, that's a fucking fact, bro. Like, I don't know why they fucking do that, bro. Like,
literally. I mean, I get it. He's the senior guy, whatever, yada, yada, yada. He ain't playing at the level that Manning was doing. I feel like if Manning was in the game, we had an opportunity to win.
Yep.
And we could have gone to the fucking Natty, and we could have been chilling. Yep. But no, instead, we got to lose to the fucking Buckeyes, fucking cross-eyes, and fucking deal with that shit. Stupid.
Dude, for real, bro. And then also for our fantasy, bro. Dude, what the fuck, bro? How the fuck did I go? Bro, I was literally first place, I think, like, the entire, like, fucking, like, season.
Uh-huh.
And then I looked at my shit, and I'm, like, third.
I'll be honest with you. I stopped paying attention to ours because I'm in the other ones that I actually spent money in.
Oh, okay.
I know ours was, like, $20 or something like that, but who won ours?
I have no clue. I'm literally going to check it right now.
Kevin, bro. Kevin and John, bro. What the fuck? They were in the championship, bro.
Damn, bro. Fucking Kevin won. What the
fuck? You got third place, bro.
Holy shit, bro. And I remember, bro, John was just fucking there, like, texting me. He's like, hey, bro, I'm going to fucking kick your ass in fantasy. I was like, dog, no the fuck you're not. I fucking fucking lost to Kevin, bro.
Yeah. I won in the toilet bowl, which was the fucking last place, people.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't pay too much attention to our draft. I did in the beginning, and then I was in the other ones, and I was like, nah, I don't really care.
Yeah, bro. Well, it was kind of already, like, fucked up, bro. I guess, like, some of the people weren't even, like, playing or whatever. But, mm-hmm. dude, I think one of the – I don't know who exactly who it was, but, dude, they fucking drafted, like, four QBs, like, in four rounds.
Oh, Chody, not Chody, JP.
Yeah, you see, so it was kind of like, man, like, it fucked over, like, everyone, bro.
Yeah.
Same thing with the other guy. Like, the other guy was more of, like, what's it called? Like, just running backs, and it's like, bro, like, what the fuck? But they had it, like, on auto draft or some shit, bro.
Yeah. Hey, give me 1 second real quick. Take on with the podcast. I got someone at my door. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's fine. No, yeah, but I mean, other than that, like, I mean, some of the, like, the funny moments that I've had probably in my career, this was in, like, another department. So this other department, we get toned out for for a gas leak. So some of these guys, they will know. And there's, like, I have, like, a video. I wish I could show it to you guys, but it's more like an in-person thing. So if you guys ever see me around or whatever, just ask for the video. I'll literally have it. But we get toned out for a gas leak at some residence, right? And where they're going. And I think at the time I was I may or may have not been a Proby, I guess. I think I was already out. I'm not too sure. But I was on the Southside district, so we respond to anything on the Southside. So where they're going and stuff like that, where they're checking for the gas leak, going outside, have our monitors on and shit. And where they're going, and, like, my, at the time he was my driver, but he was in charge of the Southside station. And he goes and he's like, hey, it's over here. And it's a fucking, like, it's there, like, in someone's restroom, right? And I'm there, like, looking. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's nothing in here. He's like, no, bro. Like, look down. Bro, tell me why. Like, literally tell me why there was a big fucking turd just there, sitting there inside the toilet, which is just fucking crazy. It's fucking huge. Like, I'm telling you, like, it would have to be, like, an in-person thing to where, like, you have to, like, ask for, like, the video, bro. Because, like, you'll see my face. You'll see, like, literally the whole crew. And we're all there just kind of, like, laughing, bro. But that's probably, like, one of, like, the funniest moments that I've had, I would say, in my career. I've had, like, a couple other ones. Like, some of the guys were saying that we responded to an MVA, and I'm there getting down with the tools. Well, I stepped wrong getting off the truck, and I just fucking ate shit, bro. And every time that we drive past, like, that area or, like, that place, they're like, oh, bro, pinche basan. Like, he owns property there, you know? I mean, that, it's like a funny thing saying like, oh, like wherever you fell, whatever you did or whatever, like, oh, you owned that property because you just fucking face planted on it, you know? But no, yeah, other than that, it was just that little moment, I would say. But I'm trying to think of something else because I know I had a few. I know at the current department that I'm in, I don't think I've had a funny moment. I think I actually do. But that's for another time, because right now it's still, I would say it's kind of like not under investigation, but like they're kind of, it's fairly new to the point where it's kind of like, nah, I don't think I should mention it. But the guys from Central, they know, because we were all there together. We were there at the training field and we were going to utilize something for training. And I fucked that thing up, bro. Like, I fucked it all up. That one's on me. I feel bad for the guys because, like, we were literally so psyched all day. Like, we were busting ass, kicking ass, like, during the day. And we're like, oh, we finally have time to go train. And we get there and stuff like that. And I do that stupid shit. Dude, I fucking hated myself for it. But
what did you hate yourself for, bro?
It was for the incident that I was telling you about.
You ended up talking about it.
No, I was barely bringing it up, but I didn't really like say it. Uh-huh. But yeah, I was telling him like, maybe that might be for like another topic, because I know it's not under like investigation, but it's just more of like you know, like it's fairly new.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So, but little stuff like that, man. But I was telling them that I had this this funny ass call, bro. That it was in my other department where we responded to a gas leak, bro. I need to send you the fucking video. Actually, let me send you the video, bro, before I start mentioning it. But
okay.
All you need to know, bro, is that we responded to a gas leak, bro. To a gas. And at the time we were there on the South Side district. Where the fuck is the fucking video? But I'm not too sure if I was on probation or if I was out of probation already. But give me 1 second. It's not going to take me that long. That way I could start talking about it. Where the fuck is it? But I thought that was fucking hilarious, bro. Because it was literally for a fucking gas leak. And all these motherfuckers, bro, just laughing. Let me see. Is it this one?
I'm curious to know what you did, bro.
Bro, it wasn't even what I did. It was just what we saw. And that's like one of like the things too, like, you know, like you just never know what you're going to see like in the fire service. Like, and oh, yeah, I guess to the point where like some of it's kind of funny and you just kind of like laugh about it like a little bit. And then you'll fucking, oh, like, I have it, bro. It's right here. Holy shit. Let me send it to you, bro. Let me see. Look, bro. So keep in mind, we get toned out for a gas leak, right? We respond to like a residence and stuff like that. And we're there like looking for it, you know?
Yeah.
And the guys are like, hey, bro, it's here in this room. It's here in this room. And I'm there fucking like looking for it like a dumbass. And then they're like, no, bro, like look down. And I look down. I'm like, a la verga. Like that is the fucking gas leak, bro. Like no mames, bro. I think it was chingon. Those
fucking God damn. Guys.
Bro, I'm telling you, a big ass just turd just there, bro. And I was like, holy shit. Bro, I guess they hurt their fucking alarms or something. They just booked it, bro. They didn't even fucking... I'm pretty sure whoever did that did not fucking wipe, bro. Because that shit was, like, fresh. Fucking fresh.
That's, yeah, that was a Mahon, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like, that motherfucker, like, had his legs crossed or legs elevated or whatever the fuck.
That's fucking crazy, bro. Yeah,
that was probably, like, one of, like, the funniest calls that I've had. I would say in my career, but that shout out to those crazy guys. I know those two guys, man, they're doing like a lot better. One of them's in Mission and stuff like that. I know he just had a baby. So congrats to him.
Congrats.
And then, my other buddy, he's there in McAllen Fire. I think right now he just finished the academy and I think he's doing a driver op right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that. I think they do it right after the academy here.
Yeah. So shout out to them.
100%.
Yeah, they made that lifestyle, I guess, for that like that department like a lot better.
Nice. So. Awesome. What's it called? Yeah, so I'm trying to remember where the hell I was, what we were talking about before I left. We were talking about UT.
Yeah.
And then we went into the draft. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we ended up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the UT game pissed me off. Our draft fucking sucked. What else?
Oh, bro. And then this one, bro. I fucking made a I made like a parlay, bro, on Price Picks and stuff like that.
Okay.
Tell me fucking why. Let me pull it out, bro. I need the exact fucking things. So this was to win, I think, like 675 or some bullshit like that, right? So I'm gonna tell you my stuff right here. I have Julian Champagne, which is this is basketball, right?
Yeah.
This one is what the fuck are they called? Like a good omen type thing. It doesn't make any fucking sense, but like it's like a lot easier.
Yeah.
I had him to go higher than 4.5 points. He hit 12 easy. Wembanyama from the Spurs to hit 20 plus points. He hit 23. Perfect. Derrick Henry. This is now this is football. To rush over 99.5 yards. He did 186. Fucking badass. Lamar Jackson to rush over 50 yards. He got 81. And then I had Pat Freiermuth or whatever from the Pittsburgh Steelers to have 38.5 less receiving yards. He did 15. So that hit. The one that fucked me over, bro, was CJ Stroud. So right now, I'm not a Texas fan or anything like that. I don't fuck with them. I don't tell me shit about them. You know, I don't want to know. And they won. This fucking proves my point, bro. Dude, CJ fucking Stroud was averaging maybe like 80 some fucking like pass yards or something like that. Tell me why the fuck he went off against the Chargers, bro. Like, how the fuck are the Chargers going to lose? Bro, this guy, I had him at 235, like, less passing yards. Bro, this motherfucker hit 282, bro.
Yep.
Costed me my motherfucking shit.
That is crazy. For it to be CJ Stroud.
I know, dude. Literally out of everyone, bro. I thought, like, I really thought, like, Pat Freiermuth was going to, like, fuck me over. And I wouldn't have been too mad because, like, good for him, like, you know? And then the other one was Wembanyama. I knew he was probably going to hit maybe like 18 points, but for him to fucking hit like above what I initially put, which is fucking badass. But CJ Stroud, bro, like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I fucking hate that guy right now, dude.
Hey, you know what, though? They won, though, dog.
Yeah, they did.
They won.
But they're about to get sent home, bro.
Let them go to their. I don't think they've been to a Super Bowl yet, right?
Nah, hell no. Hell no. I think they play against what? The Chiefs?
Yeah, I think they played as the Chiefs there.
Yeah, that's a bye bye. Sorry, LT.
Yeah, they are also one of four franchises to have never appeared in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, they're getting sent home tomorrow, bro. I know those motherfuckers, bro, already booked their flights to Cancun and shit like that, bro. Cause
that's crazy. Hey, bro, what if they win, bro?
They're not, bro. They're not. I guess, bro, if the Chiefs lose, bro, that's a fucking problem.
All right, here's the thing. I'm not a Texans fan by no means, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a Chiefs fan by no means. I'm not a Chiefs hater or a Texans hater, right?
Yeah.
I am a Cowgirls hater. They're a fucking trash ass team.
Okay. That's another topic. Okay.
But I gotta say, I would like for Houston to make it so they can get out of that. They've never been to it. I don't care if they win. They could lose for all I give a shit.
Yeah.
At least make the appearance, bro.
Yeah. No, I
just
mean,
like, bro, the Lions, just like the Browns. I don't remember who the other team is. The Lions would be cool to see too.
Yeah, they would.
You know what I mean? Just to get them out of that slump. They don't got to win. You know what I mean? Depending who they're against, they don't got to win. But at the very least, make it, you know, a memorable Super Bowl. I feel like the Super Bowl as of late, obviously since, you know, the GOAT Brady retired, now it's kind of just like, eh, you know?
Yeah, dude, for real.
But yeah. I'm cool with seeing Houston go. I mean, they don't got to win, like I said, but at least seeing them go.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Texans, but I have a fucking problem with CJ. I need my fucking money, bro.
What would you have won if you would have hit
675,
bro? You know what? I'll sell you $6.75, bro.
I wish it was $6, brother.
That's funny, man.
I hate that guy right now, dude.
So who's playing this week then?
I know the Texans and
I know the Texans and Chiefs, but who else is playing? Let's see. Texans and Chiefs tomorrow. Tomorrow as well, the Lions and Commanders.
Yep.
Sunday, you got the Rams and Eagles. And again on Sunday, the Ravens and Bills. All right, let's go down the list. This will be a good thing for us to review next podcast.
All right.
Texans and Chiefs. What do you got?
Chiefs. That's a no-brainer, brother.
I gotta go with the Texans. I want to see the Texans make it to the Super Bowl just to get there. What about the Lions and Commanders?
Bro, I'm letting you know right now, if the Texans win, I'm throwing it right now on the podcast, bro. I'll buy you breakfast, lunch, and dinner on our next shift day.
Say less,
I'm letting you know right now if the fucking Texans win, bro. But I know that they're not. I'm positive, bro.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty sure they're not, too. But yeah, I'm just hoping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be badass. Don't get me wrong, bro. It would be fucking badass. But I just can't stand CJ right now, at least for this season.
What about the Lions and Commanders? I myself gotta go with the Lions.
I think I would go with the Lions too, bro. Majority of my players, especially like my running backs, like they were from the Lions. So I don't think I've ever picked up anyone from the Command. I don't even know how the fuck they got there, to be honest.
I mean, playing?
Nah, bro. I mean, they're those guys are hot ass. Like skinny. Right. Like the video I sent you, like that's them.
This guy. All right, so we both got the Lions. What about Rams and Eagles?
That one's gonna be good, bro. I that one's kind of hard, bro. I would love to say the Eagles, bro, but I think the Rams are gonna show out, bro.
I don't know what the Rams. I'm not a big. I mean, not that I hate the Eagles, but I'm not a big fan of them. Yeah. Who the fuck is at my door now, bro? Who it is? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, take over, real quick. Talk about football. I'll be right back again, bro.
Shit, man. You see, bro, this guy just fucking like leaves me and stuff like that. We're over here doing a podcast. How y'all feel about that? Like, let me know. Let me know in the chat, text me or whatever the fuck the case may be. But this is some high class grade A BS right here. If you ask me, you know what I mean. But I would love to know what you guys think about, like, all these standings and stuff like that. And who you think is going to be in the Super Bowl. Because I would love to say it's anyone's game, especially, like, the ones that are on the list. There's kind of, like, no-brainer, I guess you could say. I guess you know what? I feel like you can, because I feel like the Chiefs are going to be up there. But, like, against, like, the other team or the opposing team, I have no fucking clue. I mean, we got the Ravens and Bills, bro. And that's this Sunday. Is it this Sunday? I'm fucking tripping. I think I'm tripping, probably.
Let me see. All right. Next person that comes to my door, I'm calling it right now. You're getting hit.
Yeah. A 45 right through the door, bro.
There's no way, dog. All right. Where'd I leave off? Oh, the Rams and Eagles. Who do you got?
That one's tough, bro, but I think I would say the Rams. Nah.
I'm going Rams.
You're going Rams?
Yeah, I'm going Rams, but yeah.
I would say the Eagles would win, but I know the Rams are going to fucking put in some work, bro.
Here's the next one. Mm-hmm. The Ravens and Bills. Who do you got?
Ravens, bro. Derrick Henry's on another fucking level right now.
I got the Bills because I can't stand the fucking Ravens, bro.
Yeah, you see, like, that's the thing, too. I don't really fuck with any of the teams that are, like, up here, but as, like, personnel-wise, like, dude, Derrick Henry, bro, that guy's fucking unstoppable. And you
bro,
cannot
he's going to get hurt the day before, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I was telling everyone, I was like, dude, watch me pick up Derrick Henry first-round pick next season and watch that motherfucker do ass. And that's what's going to piss me off, bro. That's what's going to fucking piss me off, dude.
All right. So the only one that me and you... Oh, no. We actually disagreed on three. We disagreed on Texans, Chiefs, Rams, Eagles, and Bills, Ravens. Yeah.
We went with the what? The Lions? Or am I tripping?
Yeah, we went with the Lions. I went with Texans. You went with Chiefs. I went with Rams. You went with Eagles.
I just fucking spilled my water all over me, bro.
There you go, bro. Just like that. Find them hot, leave them wet.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Let's see. Do we want to set a wager? I know you already said breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
I'm game. Are we going to... I guess we do best two out of three, since the fourth one we kind of We're on the same page.
I'm down.
I'm down for that. I got you with breakfast, lunch, and dinner too. I'm down.
All right, bet. On our Texan, next shift day that we're together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch us not be together for another
year. I know, dude. Watch
me go to C-ship. Bayas and Mike are bound to be out on the same day or some shit. Or not Sally and then Mike will go up, whatever. We'll be good. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Everybody wish me luck. I better win. Not like I'm going to eat it anyways because I'm eating from home now, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
Is there a limit? Is there a limit on the food?
I don't want to say like yes.
I'm going to get Roadhouse no. breakfast, lunch, and dinner, bro.
A la verga. God damn.
Nah. We'll set it to like fast food only.
Well, we can set up like fast food only or like whatever's there.
But it's just a meal. Nothing too extravagant. No fucking, hey, get me fucking three of these, four of these.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
of course. It's just the one meal and that's it.
And then for dinner, I think it should be like both anything that they want. But nothing like, you know, like the way you just said, like a, just nothing but meal.
I want eight plates from Hayashi.
Open. I love it.
My son's going bankrupt by next podcast. We're going to set up a GoFundMe.
For real, bro. For real.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm good with that, though. I'm cool with that.
Nah, yeah. I'm same.
All right. What else is going on? What else is going on? I'm trying to think. Everybody showing up kind of threw me the fuck off. But yeah, nah, it was all good. We had a bunch of shit. Orders going out. That's who was right now, USPS. And then some of the guys came to pick up some cases. It's just,
hell yeah.
The thing is, we for those that don't know, because we're not streaming this and it's recorded, we started late. Basan was asleep. So we could have been done 20, 30, an hour ago. But yeah, since we started like fucking 9 hours late, yeah. Now that is
one's
the time
on me.
That everybody...
That one's on me. I'll take that. Dude, I think I was late for the other one too. I'm not going to cap.
You were you're always late, bro. Even to work,
motherfucker. Dog, do not go there, bro. Do not go there.
That's funny,
bro. So, in case y'all didn't fucking know, right?
Yeah,
I live like down the street from fucking Joey. It's not too bad, like you know, whatever. So, tell me why this guy he calls me, right? And I'm literally like not on the way, but I literally just like pulled out of like the driveway, or whatever, going to work. He calls me. He's like, hey. You know, my truck's not starting. Like, do you think you can come pick me up? And I was like, yeah, dog, I got you. Like, don't fucking sweat it. Keep in mind, this guy works. We work at two different stations. He works at station two.
What's funny is I completely forgot Central. About Robert, bro. He lives down the street. I completely forgot about damn. Robert.
And then, bro, and I go pick him up, right? Whatever. I think it was, what, like 6:30 or some shit like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I drop him off at station two, bro. Keep in mind, it's fucking 6:55, bro. 6:55. From station two to central. I'm like, holy fuck, I think I'm gonna be late. Bro, I'm fucking hauling ass, bro. I think I ran a red light, dog. Like, I'm not even gonna cap. And I'm fucking there, bro. I'm fucking hauling ass trying to get there. I put my truck in park, bro. I fucking take off running and I looked at the little pad. It fucking said 7:01. I'm like, oh my God, I am fucked. Dude. And then what's it called? Cap, she was there talking to me and stuff like that, and she was like, why are you late? And I was like, oh, like, you know, I had to go like help out like a friend and stuff like that. And she was like, well, you can't be showing up late and I don't know what. And because I got to the point where I was like, fuck, like I don't want to rat this guy out, but I kind of had to like tell her. And she was telling me, bro, like, well, it's because Joey has another story. Joey didn't say that. I was like, this motherfucker did not tell her. Dude, I was like, I'm not talking to Joey anymore. I'm not fucking with this guy. I was like, dude, I'm fucked, bro. I already got written up because of this motherfucker. Dude, I was so scared, bro. And she was like, nah, I'm playing. Like, Joey already, like, let me know. I was like, oh, thank God.
Dude, I had talked to her as soon as you left, bro. I'd already hit her up and be like, hey, look, this is what happened. It's my fault. If someone needs to get the write-up, do it, give it to me. I should have told you to clock in at 2, to be honest.
Bro, but, that's what I should have fucking done that too, bro. I'm not going to
care. Yeah, but I mean, it's all good. It's my fault too, though, because I called you. I could have called, not to say that I shouldn't call you for shit, right? But I could have called Robert because we're at the same station. I just didn't think about it. I fucking forgot that Robert literally lives like 3 lights away and shit. Like, he's not far at all.
It's because Robert's irrelevant, bro.
He is low key, Robert. I hope you know that, Robert. You are irrelevant.
Fucking Robert.
But yeah, I completely forgot about that, bro. And that, it was funny because I realized it when you picked me up. And I was like, I could have called Robert. I was like,
fucking Joe passed fucking 23rd. And you're like, yeah, I sure should have called Robert. I was like,
Robert lives right here, dog. Oh, dude, he literally does, though, bro. He literally lives, I want to say, like 5 minutes from my house.
I feel like, well, from what I heard, that he lives by Flamingo or something like
that. Yeah, yeah, he lives right there, bro. It's literally like down the street, literally.
Shit, man.
So I was like, fuck, I could have called Robert. I realized it after the fact, and I was like, shit. But I was like, you know what? You're already coming. You know what I mean? You're already on the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's, honestly, what you could have done, you could have taken me to Central. I could have clocked in there, and then I could have been like, hey, Ray, pick me up. That's another thing we could have done too, but I didn't.
Yeah, mind. For real, for real.
Yeah, dude, fuck that day, bro. That shit sucked.
Dude, that shit fucking was fucking crazy, bro. And then like, I felt like my lieutenant, he was kind of like, hey, like this motherfucker like showed up late, because I don't think like Cap like told him or whatever, bro. So I guess like he really thought like I was just fucking late.
Yeah,
and I was talking to Bayas about it and stuff like that. He's like, no, bro, you're good. And I was like, nah, dude, I think I'm going to get fucking written up. I'm fucked. They're going to let me go, like this and that. Fucking they're venting to him, bro. And then I guess LT heard, and he's like, what happened? I was like, oh, well, this and this happened. He's like, oh, that's why. I was like, yeah, but I feel like a fucking dickhead. Like, you know, like I fucking showed up late, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good.
Nah,
it's all good. It's all good. Away. What's it called? Other than that, though, man, I mean, I mean, yeah, you're always late to shit, bro. Never fucking fails, bro.
Dude, honestly, bro.
Even though when we're going to play, bro, you'll be like, hey, I'm going to show up. I'll be there. Give me 5 minutes, bro. I'll be like, all right, bet. 3 hours later, and I'm still there. Like, this motherfucker never joined, bro.
Bro, even for like the podcast, bro, I think I texted you like, oh, I'll be on right now.
Yeah, I'll be on in 5 minutes, 20 minutes past. I was already falling asleep and shit. Talking to myself here alone. Fucking goddamn, dude. We're gonna have to fucking put a little shock collar on you, bro. Every time you lie, it's just gonna shock you.
I got you, bro. A little wake up timer or some shit.
Yeah, dude, something, bro. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else on the list. I don't think Basan does either. We appreciate everybody coming through. This one actually went a little over than the not the normal time, but we actually went a little farther. Last time we stopped at like 50 minutes, and now we're at like an hour and change. Yeah, we have some guests coming up in the next few episodes. I think in like 3 episodes, we have a guest coming up.
Or
4, something like that. I can't do math right now. Like that. But point is, there's a guest coming on board.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully everybody looks forward to that, and we get some conversations going with some people, and... Other than that, we'll catch y'all in the next one. We'll also be planning a giveaway here pretty soon for some high-rise product and stuff like that. Ooh. With rates. And other than that, that's all I got. Basan, you got anything?
No, just stay tuned and let us know what you guys wanna hear and stuff like that. But other than that, I hope you guys had an awesome time. Hopefully you guys listen to this like at a reasonable time. You guys there drinking and stuff like that. Some water, some fucking water, you know what
some
I mean?
Coke.
Yeah, some Coke. Hey, the Coke Zero Cherry. Y'all need to fucking try that shit out. Shout out to the lieutenant that pulled me on that. Y'all need to go to the fucking store and go grab that shit and let me know.
I'm gonna try one, bro. If it's ass, bro,
I'll pay for it, bro. I'll pay for it. Yeah, bro.
I'll try. I like the Coke Cherry, so I don't think I won't like it. But yeah, we'll try that out. I'll let everybody know. By all means, feel free to comment on any of the high rise socials if you have any questions, comments, or if you want something that a subject for us to talk about. By all means, there's a few of them that were brought up in this podcast or in this episode, and we will go from there. Other than that, y'all have a good one. Stay safe, and we'll catch you next week in 9 days.
Yes, sir. Later.